Well, hi there. My name is Callie, and welcome to the first episode of CC's from CC. That's me. If you're listening to this, I am so excited you're here with me to embark on this journey of starting a podcast. If you weren't listening to this, F you. I'm kidding. You guys are lovely, but listen to this as soon as you can. So to start off the chatting today, I guess I just want to reiterate what the hell this is and what it means to me and hopefully to all of you. So I want this to be like a cute little email therapy chain. Kidding. Please don't chime it up on me unless it's like really entertaining. But I want you guys to think of this as if I'm carbon copying you onto an email I would send back giving advice to anybody who sends me a submission, and maybe you relate to the situation I'm responding to. Maybe you don't. Take what resonates and leave what doesn't, Pookie. But hopefully this is a fun and safe little weekly girly talk, if you will, where we can anonymously, I can speak and spell. Anonymously, of course, talk about the shit that nobody wants to talk about because it's scary, embarrassing, whatever. You think people are gonna judge you, whatever. That's what this is for. And I'm so happy that you're here. And I want to remind you that you, yes, you that's listening, you were loved and everything is going to be okay. All right. Okay, so a bit about me. Obviously, I'm 20. I turned 20 in September, actually. So to my Virgos listening, I love you, my people. I feel like the big age that people always want to talk about is turning 21, which, okay, babe, cool. Now you can legally drink after doing it illegally for the last 5 years of your life, but turning 20, it's like a rite of passage, like leaving the teenage years forever, nothing will ever be the same, blah, 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 yada, yada, right? I remember the day I turned 20, which, by the way, my birthday is 9/11, because for some reason, I just had to wait an extra 2 days to pop out of there, but I remember I woke up and it was like that 16 candle shit where at first it felt like it was gonna be this great day, and then I was kind of like, oh. Genuinely, it felt like I saw my 401k flash before my eyes. And like the entire time, I just felt weird. And then, of course, the hot girls and the gays on their birthdays, we be crying. We cry. And so I came home and just felt so emotional about the fact that I'd closed a chapter of my life that developed so much of who I am and my goals and pursuits, etc. And then I took a deep breath. And I was like, now what? And sitting here and talking to you guys 7 months later about it as I'm approaching 21 and my back aches and my joints creak, it's just proof that you will end up exactly where you were meant to be. I feel like there's so much pressure and such a high expectation, to be out doing so many things and posting all of it on social media, and it's total bullshit in my opinion. Oh, you got engaged and you're starting a family now? Cool, that's not my path. Oh, you're graduating early, moving across the country? Awesome. Not for me. Like, everyone is on their own path and moving at their own pace. Like, take a marathon, for example. There are people who literally train their entire lives for this one race. So, of course, they're probably gonna finish first place or, adjacent or in that realm. Like, I personally don't think I would ever run a marathon. And if I did, I don't even think they would give me a participation trophy for that performance. I'm not an athlete. I literally do musical theater. Oh, okay, by the way. Yeah, another tidbit about me, moving on. You have to be able to go at your own pace and be comfortable with that and okay that people are passing you. Like, think about that. It is okay that people are passing you. And you're probably passing other people too if you put it in perspective. Like, nobody's on the same path and going to the same place and nobody gets there in the same way. So who gives a flying fuck what other people are doing? That's the beautiful thing. Nobody really cares. And okay, living in New York City too, that's one of my favorite things about it. I could cartwheel down the street and nobody would bat an eye, I know we have all been there too. There are days where you see someone seemingly, getting what you want and you just think, damn it. And you can't you can't even hate the person for their successes either, but it's just like, ouch, like this is what I want for me. Why can't I have this right now? And the reality or at least the reality that I live by, is that there's divine timing for literally everything, you know? In life, you're going to face so much rejection, heartbreak, grief, disappointment. And to that, I say thank you. Because, you know, if I would have gotten that opportunity at that time, or if that person didn't dump me, I wouldn't have been in the place I am now. Isn't that literally such a nice thought? I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. But, you know, instead of never, it's just not yet. And it will work out exactly the way it's supposed to, even if you can't see it yet. And if you're going to trust anything anyone on a podcast says to you, it's that. Okay, moving on. I think something that has absolutely been weighing on my heart and my soul and, you know, my gallbladder recently is just, like, how difficult it is to be a woman and to have any form of social media. And I just think some of the scariest places I've ever been at mentally have been because of social media. It is, and I cannot stress this enough, like, it's not real. It's basically a competition for whose life can look the best, or who has the most money, or blah, blah, the best body. And with the generation we live in, it's caused such a problem, and especially for young women growing up. Like, do I think it's so fun to scroll on Instagram Reels or to make a TikTok that's trending? Like, absolutely. But is it a balance? Yes. There honestly comes a time where I just stop and really ask myself how I'm feeling. Like, is doing this making me feel happy? And usually the answer is no. And then it's time to check out. And, you know, that goes for anything. And I feel like that's a very virtuous way to look at things, if you will. So, bottom line, social media can be so fun. It can be so fun, but the parts of it that aren't so fun don't have to dictate how you feel about yourself. And I am such a firm believer, and, like, before you blame other people for how you feel about yourself, like, really take a look at what external factors are causing such an internal response. Like, the majority of the time, it's always something that I can cut back on, like social media or junk food or anything else, you know? On the flip side, however, there are things that I personally do to keep my mental health the best it can be for whatever situation I face. Music. Music is such a huge outlet for me, and I know it is for other people as well. And if I need to listen to a sad song and cry it out, yes. If I am nervous and want to blast music and have a dance party in my room to start my day, hell yes. There is a whole reason people are music therapy majors. Shout out to y'all. It's just, like, it's because music really is a healer, both playing and listening and moving. Moving your body, babe. Hot girl walk. Pilates, running, yoga, literally whatever is so good for your brain and body balance. Like, I cannot recommend it enough. Magnesium. The three M's, like, the literal holy trinity. You will never catch me not taking my magnesium supplement. It helps you fall asleep. It boosts your mood and productivity. Like, thank me later. And these are my quick fixes, of course, for the things and emotions that I experience on the daily. Everyone works differently. And am I saying this is a swap for, like, Prozac? Absolutely not. You know yourself and your mental health, and I encourage anyone who is struggling to reach out and get help and to surround yourself with people who uplift you. Because, you know, being 20 and being in college has honestly just forced me to get into the habit of taking care of myself more. And I know now that going out to the club when I'm stressed about the week I have ahead doesn't serve me, and it's about being able to make the distinction between when you really need a break and when you are really needing a break from everything, you know? I also feel so bad because I can already tell this episode is going to be, like, the shortest one I ever have to give you guys, but, you know, it's a thought that counts. This is the first one ever. Whoop-de-doo. But that being said, like, sometimes I wake up on a Sunday and I just know in my heart that it's an everything break, and I'm talking, like, phone down, book out, big glass of water, a good snack, and just living off the grid inside my apartment. And the next day, I can get back on it. But burnout is so real. And for any college student, it is so easy to overpush, to fit everything into a day that only has 24 hours. 24 hours, think about that. And you're awake for, like, I mean, for us, typically, it's like over half of that. And it's just, like, the pressure to constantly be out and doing things, or FOMO. Oh, my God. FOMO. This was something that was so hard for me to deal with my freshman year of college. And I was in a long-distance relationship for over an entire semester of my first year of college, and absolutely no hate to him, but it makes it hard to enjoy things like going out to a bar with my friends or like putting my phone down and being in the moment. And I was a completely different person at that point in my life, and because of that, I view my time in my 20s as something that's really fucking precious, you know? Yes, I want to go out and experience things and have late nights, but I also want to stay in and put myself first. And everything in life is a balance. Everything. And this goes for relationships too. Like, and if you know me in real life, you know my track record up until like 6 months ago was dictionary pulled example of what not to do and who not to date. Anyways, dating in your 20s has also been such a crazy concept to me too. Woo! I am not one for dating apps. I have tried it. I have met people who have ruined my perception of love. You know how it goes. Haha. Kidding. But like, it really is crazy. And this is the age that people are finding their person, you know, and getting engaged and getting married and having babies. But we are so young, and it feels so far away when you put it into perspective. And am I grateful for any experience I've had so far, good or bad, or situationship? Fuck yes. I actually just went through something pretty recently with this guy, and you know, like typical, you match on a dating app and don't meet up, but like for us, we kind of just developed this really cool friendship, like nothing constant, but like, you know, if you call the person, they'll pick up, and you guys can talk about literally anything. But like, also, I know myself really well, more than I wish I did, and gut feelings don't lie. And obviously, you know, he's awesome, no hate to him, but it just wasn't the right time, and I don't think that we're compatible in that way, and probably never will be, and I'm thankful for that. And you know, of course it's disappointing when something doesn't work out, and I feel like for me, as much as it kind of sucked that I had to, you know, like take a step back, it gave me the perspective I needed to know that there's work I have to do on myself before I can try to really get into seriously dating. And that's like what the last 2 months have really looked like for me, like shadow journaling, blood, sweat, and tears, and just really being honest with myself and letting myself feel what kind of came up, you know, when I was going through that, and you know, living through that and having a human experience through that at the age that I am. I also feel like too, it's crazy to think about, you know, how much experience and experiences, plural, I've had up until this point, and just, you know, like thinking about how all of that has shaped me and shaped my views on everything. And you know, it's a process, right? And, you know, we're all young. We're all looking for something fulfilling romantically, I suppose. Aside from everything else we have going on, you know, being college students or doing whatever you're doing that makes you happy, which if you're doing something that makes you happy, God, I love you. Yes. That is what you're supposed to do. It is your life. Take control. Do the things that make you happy, that bring you with joy. Bring you to joy. I don't know. Guys, not to get all emotional. But, you know, we'll dive more into my dating timeline as we go on. But, you know, it's just one of, like, the many things that makes me me, and one of the many things that I feel like, you know, I have to offer, and I have to speak about, and I don't want to say preach, but, you know, like, get on my little soapbox about, if you know what I mean. But I just, you know, I can't even begin to express my gratitude to, you know, anybody that, God, I've ever dated, or, like, you know, to him and to the whole situation for being a motherfucking fluorescent light onto what I hadn't been seeing in myself up until that point. And that's big. It's so fucking hard to have the strength to be self-aware about that shit. And God, just like my friends, y'all have seen me through so much of my healing journey, even when I didn't realize that choosing myself was part of that, and they did. I love them. Guys, I love you with my whole heart. Thank you. Not to get all emotional or sappy or anything, but you know, like we'll get to those episodes in this podcast, but you know, you guys know like what's important to me, my friends and my family, and you know, I give a fuck about who gives a fuck about me, you know? Anyway, I also think another thing that's so hard about dating is the fact that it comes in so many different shapes and forms and emotional bandwidths. And I know myself and what I look for, as with other people, but then when it comes down to the sheer compatibility of it all, it feels like slim pickings sometimes. And like, men and women and non-binary people, shout out to y'all, all have the ability to be shitty. Everyone does. It is human nature. And how that translates to dating is like, oh, like, casual dating or situationship or cheating or anything else under the sun and friends with benefits, like, be fucking for real. Do I think that there are people out there who know how to treat me? Absolutely. I have met and I have dated people like this, but do I also know what I want and don't want, and am I really selective with who I choose to give my time and energy to? Yes. And simply put, don't waste your time on a loser. I wish I could add in a little like clap audio, like, yeah, you know, like, don't waste your time on a loser. You never have to. Don't do it. If I could leave a Yelp review about doing it, the stars would be in the negative. They would be like squares. Like, I just like, this is so funny to me. This like reminds me of when I send voice memos to my friends and it's like 10 minutes long and I experience the 5 stages of grief and tell 3 different sidebar stories. So this is so fun. I love it. But yeah, I said what I said. Don't waste time on a loser. And I know y'all know the difference. It's like, oh my God, it's like those fucking memes on Instagram where it's like, you guys be posting like, oh, this is my world. And it's like that rat from Flushed Away. Like, get a grip. Respectfully, get a grip. And it's always the most beautiful women with the most rat looking men. That's all I have to say about that. Also, I just feel like I need to tell you guys this, but I have been drinking the Mountain Valley spring water, and it's like crack for little organic supplement, sea moss, gluten-free girlies like me. And okay, that's another thing. Sea moss, get on it. Yes, start taking it. Anyways, this is so fun. It's like a little kiki where I talk to myself, you know? But that being said, this is like one of the last times it'll probably just be you guys hearing me talk. And of course, I have a few special people lined up to come and chat with me. And I honestly can't wait to get this started. This has really been a dream of mine. And it's crazy to me because I have had like a running joke that whenever something crazy happens to me, I'm like, if only I started a podcast of things I can do. And literally here I am, and the sun is shining on the prairie and it is so lovely and beautiful, which also brings me to my next point. Fucking free Palestine and immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Care about something or someone other than yourself for once. Thank you. Yes, bills are being signed, but do we think it's gonna be followed through? I don't know. But please vote. Please vote. Please make your voice heard. Moving on. I feel like throughout this so far, I have really given a good amount of tidbits about myself without, like, straight up listing off facts, you know, which I could do, but that's so boring. Like, boo, boring. Oh my God, I literally hate... Okay, you know what? I hate when people say or use the word, huh. And it is so imperative that you guys know that. It makes me want to say and do really mean things. So that's a really big fun fact about me. But anyways, I have just been like going on and on and on. But I really am so pumped to be doing this. And I'm just glad that, you know, I'm finally taking that leap and diving into something that I've really wanted to do and really have wanted to have the opportunity to participate in. And, like, I know personally how much I love podcasts and I love to speak, I love to chat, I love to yap, so why would I not start my own, you know? But I just, like, this is really exciting. And of course, any episode from now on is going to be much longer because it's not just going to be me, like, you know, introducing myself and talking about these random little topics. But, you know, I hope that you guys have learned about me, and if not more about me from hearing this. If you know me and you're listening, hi, love you so much. I'm pumped. I'm really excited. But you know what, babes, like, as always, don't forget to follow my Instagram handle, of course, CC's from CC, that's me, for updates and for a link to email me with your submissions, which I am so excited about. Like, so far there have been some really exciting topics that have been sent in, so thank you guys for that. And it's April 1st, so happy motherfucking Monday to all my listeners, and I will see you guys next week for a brand new episode. Hot Girls Have a Podcast, babe. Of course, like I said, I'm gonna link all the socials in the cutie little caption of this. But thank you guys so much for listening. Happy episode one day. And of course, see you guys next week. Same time. So freaking excited. But no, that's really all. Okay, bye.